This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. Last year, on this day, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response, the Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May, striking 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and killing over 100 terrorists, their trainers, handlers and associates. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to the Pahalgam attack victims today and reaffirmed the country's strong resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Marking the first anniversary of the horrific Pahalgam terror attack, diplomatic missions and foreign envoys remembered the victims and expressed solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. The British High Commission in India condemned terrorism in all its forms and reiterated UK's commitment to peace and security through international cooperation. France also expressed solidarity with India and reaffirmed its resolve in the global fight against terrorism. Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar also paid tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack, while expressing solidarity with the bereaved families. The European Union also expressed solidarity with India. The government today said that uninterrupted supply of oil and gas is being ensured in the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia conflict, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that the government has taken effective steps to ensure normal supply of LPG, PNG, petrol and diesel in the country. She added that the supply of domestic LPG is normal and over 45 lakh bookings were registered yesterday and around 51 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered. Joint Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Nidhi Kesarwani, also highlighted the measures taken by the government amidst the West Asia crisis. She added that under the Petroleum and Explosive Safety Organization, the department has issued multiple activities and facilitative orders to ensure uninterrupted supply of fuel and gas.
Multiple activities and facilitative orders have been issued, which are oriented towards uninterrupted supply of fuel and gas. 41 biogas cylinder filling and storage plants have been granted the approval, and also the 14 plants, the license have been provided. In the light of demand for kerosene, temporary storage relaxations have been granted for superior kerosene oil storage up to 2,500 liters, and a one-time relaxation for 5,000 liters for PDS kerosene has been given for ensuring last-mile continuity.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the civil servants to align every effort with the goal of building a developed India. In a letter to civil servants of the country, the Prime Minister recognized their commitment to continuous learning and capacity building, congratulating the civil servants on their enthusiastic participation in the recently concluded Karma Yogi Sadhana Saptaha. He said that this week-long festival of learning brought together civil servants across the country. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all 234 assembly constituencies. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In West Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. 1,478 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Benchmark domestic equity indices snapped 3-day winning streak, falling nearly 1% today, dragged by the IT sector. Sensex plunged 757 points to close at 78,516, while Nifty lost 199 points to settle at 24,378. And in IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.